Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
The M50. The road has made over 1 billion euro in computer charges, or commuter charges in the past decade. And the government's been urged by a local TD, Padder Tobin, to consider ending the M50 charges. So he joins me on the line, leader of AIM2, Padder Tobin. Good afternoon to you, Padder.
Good afternoon to you.
Look, we all know the cost of living is rising. The M50 is like a car park, for God's sake. It's not like a road anymore. But you believe the charges should be got rid of.
Yeah, so hundreds of thousands of commuters, first of all, are spending 2 and 3 hours a day getting in and out of Dublin. And many of those commuters are actually being hit for thousands of euros on toll costs to do so. So in my own county of Meath, for example, there's 4 tolls, incredibly. Someone living in Kells or Cavan who are working in South Dublin could be hit for about $3,500 a year just in tolls.
Wow.
And when I meet visitors, you know, in Ireland, they just can't get over it, the amount of tolls so close to each other on the motorway.
And then if you go to the tunnel as well, and you're going off the M50 to the tunnel, there's another toll charge, which could be up to a tenner, by the way.
This is it. And so we've done a lot of research recently to find out in what ways can the cost of living burden be eased on people, because the government are, you know, they're saying that they can't do much in relation to this. So we worked out in our research that commuters have already paid just about 1.2 billion euros on tolls on the M50 just in the last 9 years. And that this is already state infrastructure because the state bought it out. So we've already paid.
So who's the M50 owned? Well, the toll, the section.
The toll,
of,
the toll was
the National Road Authority, isn't it?
The National Road Authority, the NTR actually built the infrastructure and initially rolled out the toll, and then the government in Bertie Ahern's time decided to buy it off the NTR, and they paid about 600 million euros for it, and you know, you'd imagine when the 600 million euros was paid off and, you know, no more money was owed.
That the tolls ago.
The tolls ago, because this is a national route, it's a public place. But no, that's not the case. The government have left the tolls in place.
But that was the same thing with the EastLink. They promised with the EastLink, as soon as 10 years were up and it paid for itself, they'd remove the toll. That was 40 years ago. They still haven't done it, and it's making millions every year.
This is it. And actually, worse than that, we've actually worked out that some people are being fined to the tune of 25,000 euros for not paying their toll. So you can get a person now who is getting fined for a cost more than the value of their car for driving on a national road that we've already paid for anyways.
So look, I mean, leaving aside the toll, it's a disaster of a road because it was badly, look, it was designed for a time when we had half the amount of cars on the road. We have twice as many cars on the road now. It's meant to be, I suppose, a bypass to some degree of Dublin for people coming from Belfast, Drogheda, Dundalk, who want to go to Wexford, Kildare, Portlaoise or Cork or whatever it happens to be, so they can bypass going through Dublin to avoid traffic going through Dublin City. But unfortunately, it's turned into a car park now.
It has, and actually, since we have launched this kind of campaign for the government to scrap or reduce the tolls, people have been emailing us and said that, you know, they're spending, they may live in Santry, they could work in Dunleira, and they're spending maybe an hour and a half on a motorway to travel 44 kilometres. But they're also being charged. So the idea of the M50 was to get traffic out of towns and villages and, you know, urban areas.
Well, it's maybe time. I mean, that's another campaign for you, maybe, pal, that you can get onto. I think it's time, like they have, you know, in America, you have these, what they call turnpikes. So essentially, it's a parallel road which runs beside the M50, which will have no exits, and it goes from Swords, say, right through over to Bray, and will have no exits at all. So it's for traffic that just want to bypass Dublin. And that would take a lot of traffic off the M50 that didn't need to be there.
To be honest, I agree to a certain extent, but one of the campaigns I'm also involved in, I'm the chair of the Meath on Track campaign. So that's a campaign to get the rail line built from Navan to Dublin. Right now, the majority of workers that get up every morning in Meath actually leave the county to go to work. And it's an incredible thing. Other county in the country has that level of commuters. So there's well over 35,000 people leaving the county, mostly going to Dublin to go to work. If there was a rail line going from Navan to Dublin, that would take tens of thousands of cars off both the M3 and the M50. And, you know, this is a project that the government promised that will be finished by 2015 and is still not finished. So there's lots that the government can do in terms of decent public transport infrastructure that would reduce the cost and the okay. level of congestion on the M50. But the key point is here that we are in a cost of living crisis. Many people are finding it really hard even to pay for the fuel that's going into the car. And the government is gouging them, I believe, through the toll on a piece of infrastructure that we already own. And it's beyond time that the government starts to...
Okay, so Pascal is going to turn around to you and say, well, then the money we normally make on these tolls, which is a huge amount of money, by the way, it's billions every single year, right? Where, how are we going to replace that money? It's going to have to come from somewhere else.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But if you look at the state finances for this given year so far, the state has had a far bigger increase in the income it's got from VAT, from corporation mm-hmm. tax, and also from income tax than it has received in the last couple of years. And actually, expenditure in a number of areas is significantly down on what it was last year. So the state's coffers are actually doing very well in terms of a balance.
Okay.
This year.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. You know, on the second issue, that there's no doubt that the government could be looking at taxation for people who are on very, very high incomes in this country if they wanted to increase the level of income that the state earns. But if the government is saying, actually, well, the M50 toll is a form of taxation, well, then it's a blind taxation. And it means that people who are already spending like 3 hours a day commuting and are finding it hard to get to work, they're the people that's taken the burden of funding this state.
And finally, just before you go, Pather, you weren't invited, by the way, to Punchestown with all the other VIPs, were you?
No, I wasn't, indeed. And I wasn't invited to Davos either.
Right, okay. Just curious to know, because I know that none of them are going to snitch on each other. It was actually funny to see some of the comments there from the Fine Gael TD for Wexford, Paul Keogh, says, I'm not squealing on anybody else. There's a good few of them there. Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on the air. A2 leader Pather Tobin wants to get rid and scrap the tolls because, as he rightly says, people are finding it difficult just to put petrol and diesel in the car. Never mind pay a toll all day to sit on a road. It's a disaster of a road. It has been for years. You're sitting there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. So you're paying for the privilege to be delayed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.